T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Hey, Dave and Buster's month is back, just in time for Hoops Tournament Hysteria. We got your chance to win a $250 gift card from Dave and Buster's. Just go to WQAM.com and enter on the contest page. If you win, you can go to Dave and Buster's with your gift card and have a party on us and Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to get to a little bit of, which, you know, I don't like how it's been going so far today, quite frankly, but I gotta, you know, shout out our friends over at Celsius.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That you holding two cans of Celsius is not gonna turn it around.
Well, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius party play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers, who lost yesterday 5-2 to the Ottawa Senators.
I mean, Ottawa suck.
No, they're right behind us.
Now they are. Now they are. The Panthers have lost 4 in a row.
Yikes.
And let's bring up the old standings here.
Not a good time to get up.
Teams are clinching. Teams are clinching playoff berths.
Yeah, we're flinching.
The Panthers are 3 points back. And they do not have a game in hand.
Oh, no!
In fact, there's Penguins have a game in hand.
The two most hated lines in sports.
Yeah.
Games in hand. And on paper.
Oh, dude, on paper, though?
On paper?
On paper.
Yo, if you look at this team on paper, we got a shot.
But, I mean, we've seen a lot of this not on paper.
But if you look at them on ice, though.
If you look at them on ice.
It's not the same.
It's been a disaster.
Well, if you look at them, I call it BTAT. Mm. Before Tobin and after Tobin.
That's not fair.
That's true.
It's egregious what you're saying right now.
It's facts.
It's not.
Okay. Is it not facts?
The stats do back up that after I have spoken to Sergei Bobrovsky,
yes,
he has been giving up nearly 4 goals a game.
Yikes.
However, there are other factors.
Oh. Now, oh.
They're laying them out to dry, dude.
Now we got other facts.
Other factors.
Mm. Funny how we have other factors to protect your guys or protect you.
Yep.
But some guys don't get other factors.
Like what? Like who doesn't get protection?
You know who.
Who?
I'll point it out the next time, because it depends on whether you like the guy or not.
Yeah,
it's not my fault that the Panthers have gone into the toilet because I talked to Sergei. Ridiculous.
I'm just putting two and two together. Everything was great in Pantherland before you got there.
I'm part of Pantherland. We do cat talk every day.
Then you go there, and all of a sudden, Bob forgets how to play goalie,
dude. You know, it's a team sport, okay? And other people are also contributing to the goals being given up, not just the goalie.
Sure, a couple traffic cones out there.
You're not kidding. Anyway, that's Cat Talk, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your playing. Get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Speaking of on paper, JFig, if you could bring this up,
I need to fill out a ticket.
Do you want to know?
My camera doesn't move.
What happened? It's gonna move, dude. I mean, you're
it's not moving.
You're not going anywhere for it to move. It sees you. So if you go all the way over there, it'll follow you. Oh, it's not following.
Yesterday, Tobin was very upset.
I didn't like it. It was ruining my slide off the camera bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have my stationary camera back.
It's got a mind of its own.
Look at, so you know what the Panthers.
Can we put it on mobile?
The pan, the what do you mean? Will you stop being a child? It's good to have you back in studio, though.
I'm just
it's good
saying,
to be back together.
We waited on these things for 2.5-3 years. I would think that it's your move.
We know that the Canes saying is hashtag don't pick us. That was their big marketing campaign going into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Well, CBS Sports took it to heart. These rat bastards, they all picked UConn.
Everybody thinks UConn's going to win.
Everybody picked UConn.
This has nothing to do with Miami. Going into the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, when I watched all of the coverage going into these weekends, everybody said UConn was going to win.
Not one person looks at what the Canes have done, the run they've gone on, through the teams they've gone through. The Canes have gone through a gauntlet.
So is FAU.
The Canes took out the number one team. Taking out Houston.
They took out Houston.
Texas.
They took out a number one, didn't they?
No, they took out Fairleigh Dickinson, who took out number one.
Yeah. I would say this is that I can't wait for Florida Atlantic and the University of Miami to be playing for a national championship.
Look at this. JFK, can you bring up the graphic from CBS Sports? Look at you, Gary Parrish. Matt Norlander, all right, Kyle Boone, David Cobb. By the way, this list, intangibles.
I got to tell you, look at how many people picked. This is a lot of people that picked FAU.
A handful of them picked FAU.
But nobody
picked the kid. Now, one person on CBS, not of their eight experts or their seven experts, not one picked the Canes. They're all picking UConn, and they all picked UConn to win the championship.
Wait, we don't know any of these guys.
I don't know who they are either. Why do you do this?
You don't know.
I love the way. Oh, he hate me over here, right? I love the way he gets his information. He'll say, "Hey, you see what this guy wrote on Twitter? Like who?" I don't know. I was just like, but
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't
right?
like it. Not one guy has the balls to pick the Canes.
Most of these kids, pull that picture rack up. They all look 12. Look. Yeah.
Well, except for Dennis Dodd and Gary Parrish. But yes, the rest of them do.
Right. I mean.
Not one of them picked the Canes?
Nope. Because,
here. Hold on. You don't think it's sports. You don't get a little nervous when, like, everybody picks the other team?
Yes.
I wouldn't be like, can I see what Dennis wrote? He's like, he picked UConn too? I'm like, I don't know. I would say this though.
There's not a lot of teams prepared when Miami goes to that full court pressure.
Bring those clamps.
And they only do it when they get down a lot or when they come out in the second half. And so when you think about what these guys have done, whenever they've been down or they need to close the door on the team, they put that full court pressure on and they got the guards to do it. The guards and the wings to do it. And that's what wins this championship. So when you look at the teams remaining, right? I mean, FAU, their point guard play is unbelievable, mm-hmm. right? They also have a big, he's a little, you know, movey, but he gets it done.
Why are you saying that?
The intangible.
Oh.
He is. Like, right, I'm not talking about Movie as personality, but I'm saying, like, he's methodical is the word I'm looking for in his play. But he still gets, you know, he gets it done. And, like, San Diego State, they also have excellent point guard play. So we'll see how that matches out. The other thing is that, okay, everybody say UConn was good. They didn't start picking them till all the other teams.
Right.
Well,
that's the thing. It's like it feels like they're the only
blue blood left.
Right.
Right.
That's what I'm like. Ah, come on. No one, on the Canes side, the Canes haven't done anything to impress with Jordan Mill going perfect, nor Chad Amir. Everybody's, I tell you what, they do. They give Omir, his props on the broadcast, which is like the only king they do that with, by the way. I mean, they were obsessed with Texas.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Very strange.
You know, enough of you, Jim Nance.
But again, they put the clamps on them.
Let me tell you something right now, Jim Nance.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
All right.
Yeah.
Isaiah Wong is getting your tie. Okay.
Wow.
He's getting your tie.
What happened now?
Is that tradition?
He usually gives like his tie to like the best player in the tournament.
Really?
It's like a Jim Nance thing.
Oh, that's nice. Didn't know.
Hello, friends.
Okay.
2 weeks?
I know.
Is it? Masters?
Yeah.
You got the Goosies?
Interesting. 18 live players qualify for the Masters, and they're playing in it.
Really?
Why? Yeah. That's not allowed.
Well, the Masters can do whatever they want.
Well, no, all the majors aren't part of it. So the qualifications for all of these majors.
What's keeping anybody around?
What the hell is going on?
What do you mean?
Like on the PGA.
Yeah. Respect.
Like, when does Liv just buy out the Masters?
Yeah, it's true.
No. The Masters is their own little entity. They don't, like, keep in mind, the Masters used to have a rule. You can't film the front nine.
Oh, that's true. I remember that.
Mm. Right. They do their own commercials,
mm-hmm.
right? People pay to be able to film it, and that's it. Everything else, they take care of themselves. And they come up with their own rules. But there's 18 guys.
El Burre says, no, it's all about FAU. UM can kick rocks. Listen, El Burre, wow. I know you're a Seminoles fan, dude.
Whoa!
You ain't no Owls fan.
Whoa!
You don't get to fly in here all of a sudden into hoo-hoo because the Seminoles aren't around.
If I made fun of the Fonz,
yeah.
You best believe I ain't going to let none of you knuckleheads jump
in. Do you think there's
in.
A bunch of Gators? Are there a bunch of Gators and Seminoles fans just hopping on the Owls bandwagon for Kane yeah. Tate?
I think so.
Listen, I'm not down with the – if you my rival, right, I'm not one of those guys that say, well, I hope the Big Ten wins. Go on. No.
I laugh at the rest of the
conference. No, I'm like, if I don't win, I certainly don't want my rival to win. I'll cheer for Michigan State. I'll cheer for Purdue. I'll cheer for Indiana. I'll cheer for any other team in the Big Ten. I'm never cheering for Ohio State, period.
I was laughing at like the ACC because they're like, oh, the Canes kept our streak. I'm like, oh, I get it now, huh? You come to the Canes and you kiss that ass all of a sudden. I see how it is. I know you guys don't feel like that in North Carolina. Any of you schools in North Carolina. But like 12 of you. We're on to you. North Carolina. 100 colleges there.
A lot
you
of
think
schools
Florida there. Has a lot of schools.
There's a lot. It's a small place. How are there so many schools?
I don't know, man.
So strange.
Very strange.
Nothing else to do there but just read books.
But go to hell, Dennis Dodd.
Yeah!
I mean, is it...
And Gary.
Isn't it incredible?
Chip.
Isn't it incredible that...
And Logan.
People in Boca don't even know no. FAU is there. They just get mad when there's games because there's more traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Glade Road is packed again.
Right, right.
You got to do the Cheesecake Factory.
Right. I mean, kudos for them, man. That's awesome. I see, this is the thing about sports that's incredible, right? Because everybody's talking about all this NIL stuff and look at what Miami did for one win for $800,000. Okay, but guess what? This is the time to shine for schools like FAU.
Do you want
to
know how ridiculous?
And Butler and St. Mary's and Gonzaga. You know, all these small – Davidson had, you know, with Steph Curry, Ja Morant. You know, like, come on.
But do you know how silly it sounds for the Canes? Like, oh, the Canes, you spent $800,000. You know how like, little that is compared to all the money this tournament is exposing your school
right.
to?
True. No, I know.
You know how silly that is?
I know.
To hold anything from these kids?
I know.
Well, I mean, in the Canes' case, men. But
And you have a head coach who's not a curmudgeon.
Oh, the best.
Like, right, he's not.
He's a gem.
Right, he's not talking down to reporters, and he's having fun with his guys. And, like, look. You know what NIL does for me?
Did you see that?
Here's what it does. It keeps Isaiah Wong in college for one more year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, come on. That's what it's for. And it only makes the product better. You got it. Look, all these schools that have – all these smaller schools that have made a run in the tournament all have one thing in common. They have players who've been there 3 and 4 years. These one-and-dones do not.
Did you see the quote that was going viral? On Jim Larranaga,
What happened?
This is a circulating Twitter yesterday. I don't know who he said it to, so I apologize. Maybe he said it on our station. I don't even know. But I saw it circulating on Twitter yesterday, and it was Goosey's galore. Jim Larranaga. I always tell the kids, you know what's great about going the extra mile? There's very little traffic. That's Goosey's right there, dude. That's Goosey's right there. Marcos, hit my Goosey's button. Because that's Goosey's galore right there from Jim Larranaga.
Goosey's galore.
Why are you going off like that? You don't think that's a great quote? The great thing about going the extra mile is there's very little traffic?
Can I just tell you?
Scenic route, dude.
You're a sucker for emotions.
Oh, dude, that's a great quote.
Anything that can lead to... Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes I feel that way coming down here.
What?
I got to take that extra mile. A little less traffic.
We call that back roads. Like... You say when it says, your detour will add an additional 20.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Panthers fans, we partner with Coke Florida to send you to a hockey game. Listen to Hawk and Crowder each day for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Panthers home game. And you guys can qualify for a chance to win the special fan experience that includes two game tickets with seats on the glass and a chance to take a few laps around the rink on the Zamboni. Courtesy of our friends at Coke Florida, your local Coca-Cola bottler. No purchase necessary. Contest details and rules are found at WQAM.com. Oh, hello, Jennifer. How are you today?
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Checking in late today, JFig. What's up? Not until like the middle of the 12 o'clock hour. Where you been? Scooby acting a fool?
He was acting a little foolish last segment, yes.
Interesting.
But I'm here.
Dade South wants to know, how's the traffic on the Jinx Highway? That's not cool. I don't appreciate this. This is not cool. I don't like what's it. You know, you guys take advantage of my vulnerabilities. I don't appreciate it.
No, because you overdo it.
I don't overdo it.
And then
it,
you don't want people to. You always overdo it. And I tell you, calm down. You don't have any fun. You don't have any fun. Oh, and you do it all the time. And then we get here, and then you want to say, you're overreacting. Mm. Stop it. You do this. This is your fault. The reason why we're coming at you is because of you.
I don't think that's
your slep rock. Four gold bob is back, baby, because of you.
Damn it. Mike McDaniel yesterday spoke at the owners' meeting. So they didn't officially pick up Tua's option, the fifth-year option. That became official, I think, on Friday or something like that. And he also, yesterday with the Lamar Jackson stuff, went on the record with a couple of the writers, Dave Ferones and Joe Shad, about Tua, will they pursue Lamar Jackson or is Tua their starting quarterback? And he said, no, absolutely, Tua is our starting quarterback. And he said, like, we picked up the fifth-year option. Like, actions speak louder than words. We're going with Tua. And basically, he said of Lamar Jackson, super talented, Ravens got a great player. So here was Mike McDaniel, though, on the fifth-year option and why they went in that direction. And this is what the Dolphins head coach had to say.
The scenario of picking up the fifth-year option gives Tua the best chance to be his best and is the best thing for the organization. That's what we're really chasing. We're chasing where are both parties maximized in opportunity. And so once we knew that, then you know, I hadn't really paid attention to the, you know, fifth year option timeline. It was more like, all right, well, you know what? Especially the media members that are in South Florida, they need to know this. We need to tell them this fifth year option is, I mean, once we knew, so hopefully it was, that way I didn't have to play unnecessary poker face for no reason. I mean, we knew, once we did our due diligence in our process, it made a ton of sense to us, so we wanted to communicate and get that done and move forward with our lives.
It's like a quadruple down now of Tua is our quarterback. We have done everything. I've literally done everything I can do to tell you in actions, in words.
Yeah. Next he's on our ESPN, quarterback. Tom Brady to Miami.
A former Patriot said that Tom Brady still can come out of retirement.
Oh, man, you would have been so mad at me.
I saw it yesterday.
No. You'd have been so mad at me. So yesterday, I'm leaving the golf tournament, and, you know, they have, like, the little carts that bring you to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two other people.
Yeah.
Hop in, start talking. They're from Boston.
Oh.
Well, first of all, I knew they weren't from there because they look like ghosts. Right? And I'm like, there's no way you have been in this sun for longer than a week and you still look like this. Now. And it was, I'm like, oh.
I don't like to have the SPF on my skin.
Yeah, it was crazy. So started getting the conversation. And I said, hey, you ingrates. Why y'all trying to get rid of your coach?
It's been a couple of years.
I'm like, oh my God.
What's he done without Tom? He hasn't done nothing. He's Cleveland Belichick again. And who did he coach there? You're like, I'm me.
But it's unbelievable. And you know, I try to explain to people that what happened to the Cleveland Browns after we went to the playoffs was not Bill Belichick. It was the organization announcing after we were 4-2 and leading the division that the team was moving.
I just don't understand with the Dolphins situation. And look, I think part of it is to blame on them because before Mike McDaniel, they did everything to replace Tua. But I don't know why people can't separate since the guy has taken the job at every turn. He has told you he thinks the guy is good. He believes in him. Yesterday, he called him an elite distributor of the football because he believes he can run his offense really well.
And because if you look at the numbers, he is.
It's crazy that I'm sitting here.
Here's the problem. The problem is this. If you say, well, we don't have to make that decision now, which they didn't, then everybody thinks, oh, they're looking for other options. If you make it too soon, they go, oh, okay, well, he doesn't have an extension, so they're just buying more time.
That'll be
time.
The next one. That'll be the next
one. Right, and I'm like, so this dude, no matter what he says, we plow through it as meaning nothing. You can't do anything about that. You can't do anything. They already announced a month earlier that they were picking up the fifth option when they didn't have to do it until Friday. Like, it's just, like,
I think they actually had another month. I think it was the May.
Right. I don't think and I don't believe that questions and stuff out there in the media should force you to do something you wouldn't normally do. Like, you could tell Tua, hey, we're picking up your option. We're just not announcing it because we want to make sure, you know, we want to do things at the last minute.
I don't think Tua's bothered. Like, first of all, Tua went through the year he did with Deshaun Watson.
There's nothing you can get him.
How could you get under that guy's skin? Like, you know, like, he's like, remember when he's like, I don't not feel wanted? Like, the guy was the only guy in the organization actually having to address trade issues because Greer wasn't doing it. Flores was giving you some BS. That guy has got to be so Teflon when it comes to this type of stuff. But, yeah, like, the thing that's crazy is they just keep trying to drum stuff up. And I'm perplexed by it because at every turn the coach has told you, I like my quarterback. You know, like, why doesn't he get the credibility there? Like, yesterday, John Lynch is saying, well, I think, you know what, Brock Purdy has earned the right to be the starting quarterback. And everybody's like, ah, cool, John Lynch. We believe in you. Why isn't everybody freaking out? Because they got a Trey Lance controversy. But no, you give them the benefit of the doubt. Why with the Dolphins, it's like, I don't know. But Lamar Jackson, he's from there. Right. It's like, what?
Right, exactly.
Here is more of Mike McDaniel. We have an update on jiu-jitsu training and how it's going.
No, so I have experts that communicate with me. Those experts got word to me. I didn't want to get in conflict with, you know, that's kind of great. Am I coaching if I'm watching jiu-jitsu? That's kind of a violation, right? I can talk to Tua, but I can't talk about football. Well, you know, so I've had the people that I trust get it back to me so I didn't violate any procedural issues. That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
He could have said that in two words, by the way.
To me, it's the ending, though.
You know what I think? I think he answers questions like that so people don't ask him more questions.
Oh, no. It's a bad strategy because he just gets more questions. Like, I got yesterday's file and I was like, 32 minutes? Are you kidding me?
The first question was probably, Mike, did you golf in the offseason?
I thought to myself, should I golf with the 18 holes or would one want to play golf in mind? What?
Or should I just go to like Top Golf and then I can leave after 30 minutes? Right?
Jamie's so right. He could have just said, jiu-jitsu's going great.
Right.
But instead, he's just like, well, I cannot say if it's gone great. I've heard it's gone great, but don't think I've been watching jiu-jitsu.
But here's the problem. If he were to say, oh, it's going great, right? Then you would call him Bill Belichick. He's giving us nothing.
No, I love this. I love this. But it is the least efficient
way.
It's the least efficient way to say, yeah, jiu-jitsu's going well. It's the most words
or
to say.
Or it's a way to answer a question when you have no idea.
Here's can we hear it again, Marcos, of the Mike McDaniel way? He's just...
I actually, even because I appreciated just him saying it, before I get to the whole cut, can I just hear...
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Well, we know.
Just love that. So,
wait, when was the last time a head coach, talked about himself in the third person?
I don't know.
Like... Really?
I don't know. But
that's
I think
not
that's
Mike
why
McDaniel's way.
I think that's why everybody loved, like, he has the kids at the like he was at Penn State Pro Day and apparently had a bunch of players coming up to him and be like, "You're hilarious, dude." We like they love him. It's a delight. He's different.
But isn't that part of the intrigue of Mike McDaniel? Like everybody wonders what's playing for Mike McDaniel's like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be interesting. Like, I remember when I went to Minnesota, they were like, yeah, playing for Denny's cool. Yeah. You won't hardly talk to him unless you get in trouble.
Well, I think Jalen Ramsey's first reaction was, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he kind of is.
That's not Mike McDaniel's.
In all my years in Minnesota, I heard Denny yell one time.
Was it are who we thought they were?
No, at practice.
Oh.
He goes, you got to be bleeping me out here with this.
He has one. It's so
run it back.
It's so funny because he has one of the all-time rants.
Yeah.
All-time.
I never got a rant like that.
So
here's the one thing that eye-opening was. He goes, man, I don't find players. I cut them. that's what he said.
V21 just says, Mike McDaniel just loves his words.
Yeah.
He does.
That would explain it.
He loves his
words. Like, he starts talking and he goes, oh, man, we got to shut this down. Right? Like, too much. We got to shut this down.
Sometimes the best things that you can say are to say nothing.
Yeah, except that never happens with him.
He never says
but,
nothing.
You know,
he
but
never
he
says
really
nothing.
He really is doing that, though. He is living up to his words.
I mean, it's a delight. Can I hear him again on jiu-jitsu?
No, so I have experts that communicate with me. Those experts got word to me. I didn't want to get in conflict with, you know, that's kind of great. Am I coaching if I'm watching jiu-jitsu?
No.
That's kind of a violation, right? I can talk to Tua, but I can't
talk about football. You don't know jiu-jitsu, you idiot.
Well, you know, so I've had the people that I trust get it back to me so I didn't violate any procedural issues. That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Wait, So wait.
Am I crazy? Wait. No, you're not always crazy.
Am I in violation of some rule if I go watch jiu-jitsu? Am I coaching?
No, you don't know jiu-jitsu. What are you going to coach?
Like, he's talking through this out loud, and everybody's like staring at him going, wait, am I coaching if I go watch jiu-jitsu?
Are you wearing a gi?
Is it like a covert? Like,
what would Socrates say to that?
So he comes in and he bends like in front of Tua and he goes, hey Tua, it's me. But don't worry, I'm just checking up on you. I'm not coaching because that's not Mike McDaniel's way.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Hey, oh could God. You imagine? Like, here's the crazy thing. That's sober.
Yeah.
I would like to know, what is that like after a couple of beers?
Oh, I don't know.
Can we go party with him?
Here's
the thing. I think me and Toba would sit back and just watch him and drink our drinks, and that would be our entertainment.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, because, man. Like, I'm more than sure that he'll try a jiu-jitsu move, right? So two are working on this. Thought I'd try it out. Right? But no. Like, only... He could answer a question thinking that if he went and watched Tua, someone would think he's coaching.
Right.
Right.
He's coach. I got to cover my tracks on this one.
Right. Right.
Who would ever think? Do you
know? No closer than the guy teaching him jiu-jitsu is not thinking that Tua's all of a sudden going to be an MMA fighter next summer.
Like, you're going to have Adam Beasley run to Roger Goodell and be like, Roger, you might want to look into this one. Mike McDaniel said he watched some jiu-jitsu. You better find him. Like, what? Hey,
you know what that is? That's a fancy way of answering a question to mean, no, you have no idea where the jiu-jitsu training is going. Why you just say that? But he didn't say that. Oh, I have some people. And just say, I would like to go. Well, I can't go watch because, you know, I don't want to get any. I don't want to. That's not teaching, is it?
I love the idea of Mike McDaniel going up to a strip mall just peering through the window.
Shh. It's not me, Tua.
Yeah.
Do that roll thing.
Like, sometimes it's funny when you try to cover all your bases when you didn't have to. So he's like answering all of the follow-up questions with the one simple question, how's Tua jiu-jitsu going? Right? I have guys.
I don't know about you guys, but I keep picturing him like, you know, when you take your daughter to ballet practice or something like that, and you're just looking
through. This is me, yeah.
That's yeah. all I keep thinking
Let
about.
Let me tell you, for like, sure. if you were, I watch jiu-jitsu practice 3 times a week. Let me tell you something. You're not coaching. You're just sitting there on your ass.
But it's like, it's,
on the other no. side.
It's amazing left. That he thinks that he would, it would be misconstrued as coaching.
Like, he thinks,
what would you be saying?
No, actually, I thought that quote was weird, so I did some research, and I found out, I got the security footage. This is him looking at Tua as Tua's training, and I guess time was running out in the round.
Clock, 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 clock.
You know what that says to me?
Nice.
That says to me that basically what he's saying is, he would not be able to go watch Tua without giving some kind of input, right?
Like, Tua, you really got to work on your guard,
right?
You know, like, let's go. You know,
no, not the feet. No,
hip escape, hip escape.
Somebody give that guy a gold star.
Tua, shrimp, shrimp.
That a boy.
Shrimp.
Shrimp is when you're like you're on the ground like this.
Shrimp.
Oh. Wait. All you right. can't just do that and not show us what wait. That is.
All right.
What is that?
All right.
That's shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yeah. Mm.
He literally put his legs together like a mermaid on his
yeah.
side.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you wiggle out of stuff?
Wiggle. Got yeah. shrimp. It's kind of how I get out of arguments.
No.
I'm glad you agree with
just
us.
Just shrimp?
No. Back up to
no.
this.
Alright,
welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up until 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock here. Second time I've done that.
Why are you? Why
I don't
are you,
know. I'm reverting what? Back to mornings.
Hey.
I don't know.
12 hour.
Hey, Jesus.
I don't know why I've done that. I was distracted by this very angry texter. He says 3 straight decades
Tua has sucked. Settling for mediocrity. Disgusting.
Okay, if I may.
This guy's angry.
What if you just take Tua's numbers and place them where he ranks in the league? Just his numbers. The things that he would, you know, he was efficient at.
Check it out on paper.
The things he did. Put it on paper.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to check it out right now.
Why do people ignore that? That's what I don't understand. Like, regardless of what you think of Tua, those numbers don't lie.
I found it all very weird about where we're all at with all of this stuff. I find it strange that a guy who isn't a very polarizing personality has gotten such has got so many people divided in such hostile camps, you know? And it's like you can't even just enjoy it. We can't watch him like a normal quarterback. We can't watch him like anybody else. He can't have mistakes.
And he's done nothing.
Because everybody just wants to go confirmation bias on either side of it. And makes things crazy. It's like what happened yesterday. You weren't here, but did you see what – like, I don't know if you saw what happened or maybe heard what happened with one of the Dolphins' new safeties, Deshaun Elliott, the guy. So he used to play with Lamar Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he played with the Lions last year. He's coming here as a backup DB. And so the Lamar Jackson stuff happened during our show yesterday. And so he goes, hashtag come to Miami. Or come to the Miami Dolphins, I think is what he wrote. And so we're watching this in real time. Be like, how long before you think he deletes that? Which it was approximately 12 minutes. Because he got the wrath of Dolphins Twitter yesterday.
Right.
Of everybody being furious. And like, how dare he? And I just think it's because Tua has us so all wound up. Where it's just kind of like, all right, the guy used to play with Lamar Jackson. Would that happen on certain teams like, you know, the Chiefs or whatever? Maybe not.
Yeah, here's the problem.
But like,
you do that too, though.
What do I do?
When I say, Leroy, reading the tea leaves. Oh, look at who said what. Well, I think he's making this. And I said, what if they're just boys? And he was just, no. Now we're in the same situation. And you're now going to.
I'm trying to give him a pass. I'm giving him a.
It happens all the time. You never give a pass on this.
Depends. Depends what I want to happen.
If every answer you give,
I'll be watching those.
As far as being accountable for what you say is depends.
Hard to say.
Then yeah, there's the other one.
I will be watching Jaylen Brown's Twitter likes like a hawk. I will also.
Ain't nothing happening before this year's up.
Doesn't matter.
So why?
Hey, that's why I told you. Today is not about sharpening harpoons. We're just tagging.
So we putting a little tag with the little gun on the dorsal fin.
Little echolocation.
See where he goes.
Got to find him.
See what happens.
Well, we don't have to find him. We can send Marcos in the seas.
That's true.
That hurts. Frogs don't do
Marcos, oceans. Let me know if he looks disgruntled.
Disgruntled.
Frogs don't do oceans.
Really?
That's why I don't like seafood.
He's right about that. They're freshwater.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know what that means.
Oh, okay.
Leroy's going to get lunch.
All right.
But yeah.
Hold it down till I.
Schmeath and Schmolnick is saying the Commanders have been sold, you idiots. I've seen a bunch of you guys, you know, message that in. Like, is that something you guys care about me talking about or us talking about?
What's your opinion on it? Real quick.
Did they get sold to somebody interesting?
I don't even see that it's official that they've been sold.
Let me see.
Let's check a Woj bomb. He usually has all the news, doesn't he?
Breaking news. A football team sold for billions of dollars.
Cool. Wow. That's pretty cool. I didn't see it on Woj's Twitter. Woj doesn't even care.
The Josh Harris, Mitchell, this is from Schefter, Mitchell Rails Group, which now includes Magic Johnson, has officially submitted a fully financial bid that meets Dan Snyder's $6 billion asking price. So they're not sold, but they have offered a price that Dan Snyder has at least watched, which is $6 billion. And it includes Magic Johnson.
Not
and what?
So much.
And who cares?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and who cares? Like, okay, are we doing radio in Washington? Who gives a rat's ass? Like, Mike McDaniel had this whole thing yesterday when he was asked about that. He goes, yeah, you know, I mean, football business is good. Billionaires make it even more billions. He goes, kind of fascinated that I think Stephen Ross was the first guy to buy a team for $1 billion. And now they're selling for $6 billion.
Yeah, this
so
is not
it's
even
like,
a good one.
Who cares? You're great. The Commanders got sold. Awesome. Mike, you want to know what my coverage of that is? Mike McDaniel couldn't buy a coffee because they were cheapskates.
That's so true.
And Hopefully, the Commanders now have an owner who won't have poop pipes going and breaking during the game.
Yeah, but overall, you don't care.
But overall, Schmeath and Schmolnick can just go to hell.
Oh, who cares?
Heard. That's
pretty good. I'm just kidding, you rascal, except not really.
Yeah, I like it. Stand by it. Hopefully, obviously, they can. The one thing that I do care about is that this new ownership group comes in and fixes that horrible Sean Taylor monument. Please do something better. Give the man a statue.
Oh, that mannequin that they put for Sean?
Of a statue,
yeah, that was
dude.
Tough, dude.
That's what I'm hoping.
Guy says, does Tua understand that he would have to drop the ball in order to do real jiu-jitsu? I think the thing that Tua is doing is that he's learning how to fall and brace falls, which is a big part of jiu-jitsu. It's literally the first thing that they learn. I actually was asking this inappropriately yesterday. I don't know if this was the right thing to do. I don't feel like it was.
All right.
But I had actually asked my son's coach yesterday, as if I was doing some investigative journalism. It was very, I said, hey, jiu-jitsu coach.
Yeah.
You guys know each other.
Okay.
I said to him, all right. Where's this Tua taking jiu-jitsu?
Ooh.
He didn't even know what I was talking about. Goes, okay. What do you mean? Like, sir, Tua please. Taking jiu-jitsu? What the hell? I said, oh. So I had to explain to him the Dolphins quarterback, Tua. And he goes, okay. I don't think he's a big football fan. He
Get
goes,
out of here.
Well, he fell on the back of his head. He goes, but then his eyes lit up. He goes, oh.
Ooh.
He goes, well, I tell you what. And then he does the brace fall for me.
Yeah.
Like, gives me a demonstration.
It? Yeah.
But I think it was inappropriate to ask him, hey, you know what this Tua is doing jiu-jitsu? As if like they have a WhatsApp group chat.
Is it almost like if you were to ask like Leroy, like, hey, where's Crowder or something like that? Like, why wouldn't you ask him where Hockman's at?
I don't know. I thought there was a chance.
Yeah,
my son's jiu-jitsu coach knew where Tua was taking jiu-jitsu. I thought like
what they released. I thought it was
a plus
man out.
Yeah. Oh, so he thinks we all know each other.
Is that inappropriate?
Yeah, you idiot.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? There's a jiu-jitsu or some type of MMA on every corner now.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like the jiu-jitsu
You really
going
to try and justify
it? Yeah, I just feel like the jiu-jitsu community is a smaller collective down here. I thought maybe he knew.
Really? Is his jiu-jitsu coach Brazilian?
No.
Okay.
Whoa.
But I don't know if Tua's is either. Because you don't have
not going to the jiu-jitsu class next to Publix.
You don't have to be Brazilian to teach Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
So you're making the assumptions.
Now who's making assumptions? Who's making assumptions, dude?
You're making who's making assumptions?
You
started assuming that all jiu-jitsu coaches know each other.
You started that assumption. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. What did you mean by that?
Well, how you just go overlook what I said to ignore what you to just point out what I said to ignore what you said?
Hey, we ran out of segment time.
Shrimp.
You know, we gotta get out of here. You know, for this
shrimp.
Segment. We'll be back next week.
Shrimp.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.